Psalm 107, verses 23 through 32. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. We're talking about the nation of Israel and their relationship to the Lord. The writer says, "Some went out on the seas in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep, for he spake and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love, his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let him exalt them in the assembly of all the people and praise him in the council of the elders." Today, let's think about storms. No one is exempted. They kick up quickly, unexpectedly, powerfully. They smash against our lives with tornado-like force. We struggle to stand in the storm, and sometimes we fall. Storms. No one is exempted. They come in the form of illness or surgery or chemo or radiation, MRIs or PET scans, another doctor's visit, hospital stays, discouragement, depression. We battle to keep going, and sometimes we feel like we're at the end of our ropes. Storms. No one is exempted. Bright skies turn into dark nights. "I don't love you anymore. You never saw it coming." Separation and tears and pleading and silence and custody battles, rejection, aloneness. The darkness of uncertainty is a scary place. Storms. No one is exempted. We cry out to the Lord, and he's always there. Not always to heal, not always to restore, but he is always there. Sometimes he stills the storm to a whisper, and sometimes he stills our frightened hearts. Lord Jesus, thank you for being there when I cry out. Thank you for quieting my heart. Help me keep my eyes on you in the storm. In your name I pray. Amen.